it's up to you and me to shine a guiding light and lead the way. United by our cause, we have the power to pursue what we believe. We'll achieve the realization of our dreams.
Hello and welcome once again to New Horizons. I'm Vaughan Bennison. Thanks once again for your company. Today in the program, we speak with Emma Bennison, CEO of Blind Citizens Australia. Welcome back to the program.
Thank you.
The Blind Citizens Australia Convention is coming up in October this year. Most of you will have received your documentation by now, but for those of you who haven't, or those of you who need a little bit more clarity, we thought we'd talk to Emma about some of the things that are contained in that documentation. Let's firstly have a look at the Constitution, because that's probably one of the key important factors that's going to be discussed at the convention, particularly at the AGM. And BCA, as you know, because we spoke to John Simpson some months ago, is making some changes to the Constitution. There's some discussion around those changes, and there's some opportunities for members to get some clarification of those changes.
Yeah, that's right. So we are making some key changes to the Constitution, or at least the board is recommending that those changes be passed by the membership at the AGM, which is on the Friday evening, the 13th of October. And the key changes that the board is recommending that the membership pass are in relation to just modernising the Constitution to make sure that it complies with current legal and legislative requirements. And the other major change is to allow for state divisions to be part of BCA's structure.
Okay, so for clarity, that includes things like Blind Citizens WA, Blind Citizens South Australia, if and when it comes to exist, and presumably has some sort of relevance to Blind Citizens New South Wales?
Well, it's particularly relevant to Blind Citizens New South Wales at this point because, of course, one of the other recommendations that is being made by the board is that the membership vote on the consolidation of Blind Citizens Australia and Blind Citizens New South Wales, so basically the consolidation of BCNSW into BCA. And, of course, in order to make that possible, we do need a structure whereby we can have state divisions within our organisation. And so we are actually looking to provide some clarification and to enable members to join us for some teleconferences so that they can ask questions and get clarity around some of these changes. And you know, recognising that reading lengthy documents is not everybody's best method of getting an understanding of this sort of thing. And so the two teleconferences that we're offering are on the 13th of September at 8 p.m. and on the 14th of September at 11 a.m. And you can RSVP for those teleconferences by calling the national office.
Recommendations for the convention are due by that time, is that correct?
So the applications for the National Policy Council and director nominations actually close this Wednesday, the 6th of September. And the registrations for convention, the recommendations, which we can talk about in a minute, submission of recommendations to the convention, and also suggestions if you want to be part of the BCA conversation sessions, which we can also talk a bit more about, they all close on the 14th of September. And the other thing that is due by that date is if you would like to apply for financial assistance to support your travel and accommodation at the convention, if you live outside of Victoria, then that's the closing date for those as well. And all of that information can be found on our website.
So how much financial assistance is available to people?
Basically what we're saying is that we're not putting a particular cap on it in terms of an amount, but what we're saying to people is that they need to provide us with details and quotation, you know, estimated quotations of their travel and accommodation costs, and then there'll be an assessment made about what we can provide. But it is important to say that we have actually received some funding under something called the National Disability Conference Initiative, which is administered by the Department of Social Services to enable us to provide this financial assistance. So it's certainly something that people should take advantage of, and we hope that people will apply if they need to.
That sounds like a terrific opportunity. Do you know whether something like this would be considered as, or could be considered, as part of an NDIS package?
Certainly that is something that's a possibility. And I certainly think that if that's in your NDIS plan to be able to get to these sorts of events, then that could certainly be part of it. But it all depends on how your plan has been constructed, I guess.
So it's certainly worth talking to your case manager if that's something that you think might apply to you.
It's certainly worth having a look at what you've got in your existing plan, but it's also worth people writing down this as a potential future option when you're getting your plan established in the first place, or when you're getting a plan review, to actually include this sort of attendance at this sort of event in the future.
Yes, because these events can be extremely important, not only from the point of view of developing your own skills, particularly in leadership and things like that, but also meeting other people who are blind and vision impaired, and networking with them socially as well as professionally, or from a self-help point of view, because that can make a huge difference in some people's lives.
Yeah, I mean, that's right, and I'd actually like to just touch on a few of the social aspects of the convention, because many people will say that the social events are as important as the formal sessions. And this year we're doing something a little bit different, in the sense that following our AGM on the Friday evening, we are actually having a dinner. So the AGM will be at 7 p.m. and then the dinner will follow probably at about 8:15. And, we're hoping that that we will be able to provide some light entertainment, and also plenty of opportunity for people to just catch up, because it'll be the first night of convention and everybody will want to catch up and have a chat and, rekindle old friendships and make new ones. And then on the Saturday evening, of course, we have the traditional convention dinner, where we have the presentation of the awards, like the David Blythe Award and our certificates of appreciation, and also the Women's Branch Aspirations Award is presented at the dinner. The other social event that I just want to touch on also is that we are hoping to run a film screening on the Sunday afternoon after convention. So this is something that people need to be aware of if you're making travel arrangements, that if you want to attend a film screening of a film called Defiant Lives, which is a film that documents the disability rights movement in the US, the UK and Australia. It's audio described via an app. We're also trying to arrange to make sure there are headsets available and additional devices available for those people who don't have smartphones. But if we don't get sufficient bookings, then unfortunately the screening won't go ahead. So it is important that you book ahead. If you've got friends or family in Melbourne and you want to get them to join you, that's a fantastic opportunity to bring them along and they can enjoy it too. And it's being screened at the cinema next door to the venue.
And I've seen this movie and I can highly recommend it. And I tried out the audio description app. In a future New Horizons program before the convention, I will be giving a demonstration of that app. So you'll want to listen for that program in the next few weeks. Let's talk about some other aspects of the convention. You mentioned previously the BCA conversation sessions.
So the BCA conversation sessions are really born out of the fact that so many of our members have told us how important peer-to-peer opportunities for people to come together and talk to each other about skills or tips or tricks and other opportunities to learn from one another, how important those opportunities are. And so what we're trying to do through this process is get people to do two things. One, tell us if you have a skill or an idea or something that you think you can share with another person or a small group of maybe up to four people. If you can do that in 15 minutes or less, then we really would like you to submit that idea. Equally, if you are a person who thinks, gosh, I'd really like to know how other blind people, keep up with the latest fashions or use their iPhone or do a particular sport or go for a bike ride, whatever it might be, it could be anything, then we want to hear from you as well. And in doing that, we're really hoping to build an opportunity for people to share those ideas and skills at convention, but we're also hoping that if we get enough interest, that we will then be able to hold some teleconferences where those skills can be shared more broadly. So even if you're not coming to convention, we still want to hear from you about those opportunities and ideas and skills.
Okay, let's move on now to the BCA recommendations. That's mentioned in the documentation that was sent out to all of the members. It's important at this point to note that non-members are welcome to attend convention as well, is that correct?
Yeah, absolutely. Anybody who's blind or vision impaired is welcome to attend. The only thing I would say is that if you wish to apply for financial assistance, you need to be a member. And if you wish to vote at the annual general meeting, you need to be a member or have been a member as of the 30th of June 2017. They're the only stipulations.
And of course, if you're not a member and you'd like to be, there will be people who will be quite happy to sign you up as a member at the convention.
Yeah, and you can also do that now by ringing the office, or you can join online.
And it's a one-off membership fee, isn't it?
It is, yeah, that's right. Yeah, it's a one-off fee of $20. What the recommendations are about is that over the past, 2 years or so now, our organisation has, and our board and our staff have been doing an enormous amount of work to try to re-engage the membership of BCA in the work that we do, and to try and make sure that the members actually have a real say and a real sense of ownership over what the organisation does and what areas it focuses on in the future. And so some of you will remember that in years gone by, many years ago now, we used to have what we called resolution sessions. And what we wanted to do with the recommendations was to bring back this opportunity for members to recommend a course of action or an idea or something particular that they would like to see BCA take up, but make it less formal than a resolution session. So the idea is that members can send us a recommendation, or they can call us and tell us what they'd like to recommend, and we can write those up for them. Those recommendations will then be put to a committee who will determine which of them will be debated or discussed during the recommendation session at convention. If there are too many, then the rest of them will be provided to the board for their consideration anyway. And basically the opportunity will be there for members to discuss the recommendations that are put forward and vote on them at the convention. So it's a very exciting opportunity for people to have a real say. It's all very well, as we've done in the past, for people to come together and have a discussion and talk to us about what they want, but for people to actually be empowered to make their own recommendations and to put forward new ideas and to have that opportunity is really important, I think. So I hope that people will take that opportunity up.
Those recommendations are due by the 8th of September, yeah?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. And so are the ideas for BCA conversation.
Now, how do we submit all of these things?
Well, with anything that we've talked about today, whether it be the recommendations, whether it be the conversations ideas, whether it be the film screening or anything else that we've talked about, or RSVPing for those teleconferences, you can either call the office on 1-800-033-660. That's 1-800-033-660. Or you can go to the BCA website, www.bca.org.au, and do all of those things online. But we're also very happy for you to call if you need to.
Thanks for joining us once again.
Thanks for having me.
And that was Emma Bennison, Blind Citizens Australia CEO. If you want to check any of those due dates, they're all available on the website, and they're all in the documentation package that you will have received recently if you are a BCA member. If you're not, get in touch with the office and they'll be happy to help. I'm Vaughan Bennison. Thanks for joining me on this program. Take care until next week.
We'll achieve the realization of our dreams. Of our dreams.